Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feasts, perform your vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. The Lord has warned the great Assyrian Empire that they cannot evade his judgment. He even challenges them. Fortify your walls, multiply your armies, create alliances. Nevertheless, my judgment will overflow you, opening your gates and sweeping you away. Could Judah then actually be delivered from the grasping iron grip of Assyria's conquering? In the crucial hours awaiting, if God's judgment would actually come on Assyria, what were they to do? Verse 15, O Judah, keep your appointed feasts, perform your vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. And that promise, the reality of the overwhelming flood of judgment on Assyria, stands out as a precious rock of refuge. Listen to the rest of verse 15. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. In the crucial hours awaiting the outcome of God's promise, every life in Assyria and in Judah hung in the balance. Unless they knelt in repentance at the foot of the coming cross of Jesus, they would perish. Assyria despised that appointed feast in rebellious unbelief, and they were swept away. Judah kept their appointed feast through faith in Jesus, and as our text promised, the wicked did not pass through them. He was utterly cut off. As foretold in those crucial hours, God's word never failed. Keep your appointed feasts in the crucial hours at the foot of the cross. It's not the fall of Assyria, nor Normandy, nor Waterloo, nor Gettysburg, nor any of the other decisive clashes of armed forces that have changed the course of human events that can claim to be the crucial hours. Not when we're aware of what happened without force of physical combat some 2,000 years ago in a tiny vassal state of the mighty Roman Empire. For when Jesus of Nazareth came on his last earthly visit to Jerusalem, time and eternity converged to determine the eternal destiny of mankind. These are the crucial hours. The world shrugs off the activity of these eventful hours as merely the suppression of an eccentric rabbi. However, a much greater assessment of it was made on that holy mountain when the Lord Jesus stood with his heavenly visitors, Moses and Elijah, glorified, and spoke of the journey that Jesus must take, of the work that he must perform in Jerusalem. They would be the crucial hours that would give to Moses and Elijah, give to you and me, that glory with Jesus. Many today, Ash Wednesday, will press ashes on their forehead as their appointed feast, make vows of fasting or other forms of self-denial. But while such outward ceremonies can indeed be done to the glory of Jesus and in remembrance of these crucial hours, they should never be our focus. God's judgment, the sting of sin, death, cannot be evaded by you or me. Not by ceremonies of fasting, not by pressing ashes on our forehead, not by building walls and armies, but only in the crucial hours at the foot of the cross. Without Jesus, neither you nor I can evade the reality of the Lord's judgment on my sin. And so, what will come to pass with you, for you, in those crucial hours? Calvary. The foot of Jesus' cross is the place where man's judgment and God's peace meet and kiss. And so Lent is to be a period of ever drawing closer to Christ and his cross. During the Lenten season, we want to then focus our attention ever more closely on Jesus' suffering for my sin and yours, his sacrifice in place of you and me. We ponder anew the depths of love revealed in those familiar words. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. St. Paul's classic words in 2 Corinthians give refreshed meaning. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. For he made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, in that cross, Jesus won for you forgiveness of all your sins, peace with God, joy, hope, life eternal. So keep your appointed feast in these crucial hours at the foot of the cross. It melted the heart of one thief. Shall it not grip ours? Crucial hours indeed. Despite the storms raging around us, with our fears and failures and foes, these crucial hours at the foot of the cross proclaim to us the peace through Christ that never fails, that no foe can sweep away. For Jesus has promised you that clinging to his cross, the very gates of hell cannot prevail against you. For in these crucial hours, Jesus has washed you clean from all of your sins in his own holy, precious blood. He crushed Satan. He crowned you with righteous, eternal life. In that cross, Satan must flee from you or be crushed underfoot. Yes, these crucial hours proclaim the peace through Christ that cannot fail, that no foe can drive away. Our text promises these crucial hours will bring it about so that the wicked one will not pass through you. He is utterly cut off. Never in history were the stakes so high or the effects so far-reaching. If heaven now resounds with the praises, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain," shall we on earth who have been redeemed by his blood remain silent or lose interest in these crucial hours? Keep your appointed feast in these crucial hours at the foot of the cross. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 344. 344.